Much love and blessings. So let's start with holding the vision. Think of something that you love to experience in your life that brings you so much joy. And imagine you walk through a magic doorway into that world where you've already attained everything you want. You're feeling the good feelings, breathing in the fresh air. You're coming from a beautiful place within yourself. All is blessed, everything is perfect. And you can smile, nice, beautiful, big smile. Just enjoy the feelings. How would it feel to have attained everything? So isn't that a wonderful thing? The more we do that, the better it is, right? Little moments where you come into the feeling of having your wish fulfilled. Today we're diving into how enjoying the now will help you manifest more easily. Because a lot of manifestation is about wanting things we don't have in the moment, right? We're kind of playing a trick on ourselves on some level because we're in the now wishing to experience things that don't currently exist and pulling that vibration of it already having happened back here. So if it's done right, then what happens is your current life will get better. But if it's done wrong, then you can feel lack, and then you can have an energy of lack, which then leads to more lack. So I want to tell you a little story of a manifestation that I had recently that illustrates this. I used to live on the beautiful island of Kauai, and I go back and forth between here and there. And I haven't been back for a while. And I thought, it's about time I went back. And I just held it very lightly in mind, without any attachment. And I let it go, and I just started working on my house, clearing out my house, and just enjoying my life. You know, I really like my life now. So I was very happy, just enjoying everything. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. And then someone texted me out of the blue and said, would you like to stay in my house? You know, I'm going away on this date, and you're welcome to stay, you know. And I thought, right, well, there it is then. So I got, you know, my first class tickets and everything, and the job is done, right? So I'll be on a plane tomorrow. And, you know, actually this time tomorrow, I'll just about be arriving. And it's going to be a great trip, a lot of wonderful things to do. And it all happened literally effortlessly. I mean, I didn't do anything. It just came to me. Now, previously, I have tried to do things and they have just been blocked, 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 blocked. And the difference is that whenever I've wanted something too much and I've needed it too much and I've been craving it, what's the energy? It's the energy of frustration, the energy of lack, the energy of wanting. And so it's force, 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 stress, 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 and it just doesn't work out. So one of the key things is so important. If you want to manifest things, it's absolutely critical that you focus on enjoying your life now as much as you can. Now, I know there's always going to be someone who's in an awful situation. They say, how can I possibly enjoy this, right? If you're in a terrible, terrible, terrible situation, you need to get out of there as soon as you can, right? Do whatever you can, just get on with it. But most of us are in situations that are pretty much all right. It's just that there's higher levels of everything. And the more we are content and enjoying our lives and grateful for our lives and grateful for all the things in our lives and doing the work on ourselves and just being in a good space, without that clinging feeling, the more we stay in that wonderful feeling and not the clingy feeling, the more things come to us, the more things line up. For example, in my business, I'm holding in mind all sorts of projects that we're working on, and I'll be honest with you, I've had moments of frustration. Why isn't it happening? What's going on? But I've realized that that doesn't help. It's better that I give blessings to my team, give thanks to everybody, hold the vision, smile. And then new people come, we hire new people and they're really good at stuff and something happens and then the next thing happens. And it all just lines up, right? Because of the energy is shifted from lack and frustration to ease and joy. But if we are fundamentally feeling like our life is a mess and we can't enjoy ourselves now, then how are we going to manifest something better? So I often tell people, just forget about manifesting anything. Just focus on how can you enjoy your life? How can you make your current life as good as it possibly can be? This is a really important thing because in your future life, if you can't enjoy yourself now, how will you enjoy yourself then? Because many times we think, all right, wouldn't it be wonderful if I had this, this, and this, and this, this, and that, and this, this, and we have all these things, and it wouldn't be great. And then we get it. I've manifested so many things in my life. I think, oh, wouldn't it be cool to live in this place? I live in the place. Wouldn't it be cool to have this amount of money? And I have that amount of money. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have blah, 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 to go skiing to this special ski resort? I got to the ski resort, right? All these things. But if I can't enjoy the moment, then when I get anywhere else, I'll still be unable to enjoy the moment. And this has become very apparent to me as I've manifested more things, that it's all about coming into a good feeling and enjoying life today. Today. Like, I'm about to go on a plane to Kauai, right? I'm in Sedona right now. Sedona's great. I love it here anyway, so I don't really feel I need to leave. But I'm going to be on the beautiful north shore of Kauai, tropical beaches, my favorite places. You know, I feel like that's my home in many ways. But I'm not like, I can't wait to leave. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying packing. I'm enjoying doing this audio for you. I'm enjoying it, right? I had some soup. I just did another session and life is good. I'm taking care of stuff. So I can either stress myself out and say, wouldn't it be great when I get over there? Or I can say, this is a wonderful day. It's going to be a blessed day. I'm enjoying it. Which is going to lead to better experience. Some people, they get so stressed out when they pack to leave on a trip and it wrecks their experience. It's unnecessary, right? We can enjoy packing. We can enjoy the process. When I was writing my first book, I actually did enjoy it, but part of me felt, wouldn't it be good when it's published? And is it possible to get it published? And I had all these sorts of thoughts about things. And everything got taken care of and it's been great, right? But when I look back, I would tell myself, Michael, why didn't you enjoy those moments when you were writing your book and then printing it out, going to Starbucks and reading it and editing it for yourself and going back? It was a magical time back in Cambridge, right? So if we can't enjoy our life now, something isn't right. And we can change that. The good news is that today's the day for us to enjoy. The day has come. The day has come at last, and it's now, right? We can smile. You can decide that I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to take advantage of everything. I'm going to eat well. I'm going to enjoy the people in my life. I'm going to enjoy everything. Like here, it's really, really hot currently. But it's wonderful, right? If I say it's the fruit of the season, the heat. So go outside and it's just intense. But it's magical in a way, right? I wouldn't want to be out there all day long, but I can enjoy it. So when you drive your car, you can enjoy it. When you have your food, you enjoy. When you go to work, you enjoy, right? You enjoy your life. That energy, that practice is going to lead to so many beautiful things coming to you without even trying. And if you do try a little bit, then it will be all you need to get to the next thing, to get to the next thing, to finally get what you want, right? The whole process can be so much more graceful when you enjoy life. And more than anything, this experience of being capable of enjoying life is actually the greatest gift we can give ourselves. Being able to enjoy yourself now is the greatest gift you can give yourself. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And if we don't have it, then it's going to be not enjoying ourselves, being miserable is going to be the curse that keeps on cursing, right? So we really got to face this, deal with it directly. Most of us have many, many opportunities in our current life that we're not taking advantage of. For example, some of my friends from Kauai just came to the islands a couple of weeks ago and they visited me and we had a great time. But they were telling me that they went to this place and this creek and they did this. They did more stuff while they were here in a month than I have probably in a year, to be perfectly honest, right? I mean, I love my life. I don't feel I need anything. But there's all these opportunities that they fully took advantage of because they don't live here. They just came for a short time. They just packed it all in, went on all the hikes, did all the cool stuff, went to all these events. So normally there's way more opportunities we have than we're taking advantage of. So we could, for example, rest more. Many people, they say, oh, it would be so great to have a nap. Well, why don't you have one then? Oh, I'm so busy. But you could take a nap. You know, many of my students in Awaken Academy, I've heard this again and again, people say stuff like, oh, in my ideal life, I would absolutely love just to be able to lie in the sun and read a magazine or read a book. And I'm like, what are you waiting for exactly? You know, it's just a mental block. We're holding ourselves back. You can lie in the sun and read a book. You can read a magazine. You can take a nap, right? We've got all these blocks. Oh, I can't. We can. You can. Do you know what I mean? It's a shift in consciousness. When we shift from later, my life will be good to now, I'm going to be happy. Today, it's going to be a great day. Today is going to be the best day ever, right? That is a major paradigm shift, which leads to manifestation happening so much easier. So if you want to manifest more easily, then here's a practice. What can you do this week, starting today, to enjoy your life more? Now, how can you make your current life more enjoyable, more meaningful, more inspiring? Maybe you could do more of these practices. Maybe you could read more. Maybe you could relax more. Maybe spend time with people that you love. If this was our last day and we weren't going to manifest anything else differently because we've only got one day left, right? We would enjoy everything. We said, well, let me enjoy being outside. Let me enjoy the wind. Let me enjoy these little things that I'm taking for granted. So when you focus on how can I feel good now? How can I enjoy life now? How can I develop myself now? How can I learn now? How can I transform now? How can I create now? Then you're living life, and the habit of living your life fully and enjoying your life fully today is the greatest gift you can have, because that is what you're going to become as you end up with bigger and better and more remarkable things in your life. But all this stuff doesn't mean anything if we can't enjoy it. many, many people go to these wonderful places, you know, in the world, like the Himalayas or the Grand Canyon or, you know, these fabulous beaches in Hawaii and things like that. But if they don't have the habit of enjoying their life, then they get there, and I've seen this in Hawaii many times, people get there, they arrive at the beach, they've saved up all this money, right? They've been planning it, they've been imagining it, it's brought them joy, the idea of going to Hawaii has brought them joy. They finally get there, right? I lived in Hawaii for 8 or 9 years, and so I saw this again and again. They'd get there, and you see them come out, and they're like, oh my God, take a picture, and then they get their deck chairs out, and then they look around, and they're kind of all wide-eyed, and then they sit down, and what happens next? Out comes the phone, and it's back to the grind, right? They're doing work emails, they're checking social media. They're watching the news, right? They're talking to people who aren't there. It's back to normal again, right? They're not there anymore because they're on the phone or their iPad. So if we're not fully here now, if we're distracting ourselves, if we're not enjoying ourselves, we're having negative thoughts now, and we don't change that, then what's going to be different if you have all these cool things that you want? So this is a deep, deep, deep lesson that I've had to face and learn myself, because having manifested this and then that, I've realized, look, Michael, you've got to learn how to live. You've got to learn how to be happy. You've got to learn how to smile. So what can you do to smile more, to relax more? What do you love? What brings you joy? Really just come back to those things. It might be playing music or whatever. Like, I like playing the piano. There's all these cool things, little things. And they make such a big difference. So tune into this, because the more you're loving your life, the more strange and wondrous things will be attracted to you effortlessly. And the more you feel good about your projects and things you're working on with a sense of lightness, the easier they will come to fruition. So enjoy. Sending you so much love. Many, many blessings.